Now, this morning, we're bringing you a story of the O'Connor family, Bertie O'Connor, whose son James remains were laid to rest on the 8th of July in 1983 in St. Catherine's Hospital, the old St. Catherine's Hospital, the burial ground for which is now at the back of Orison Coonday and Kerry County Council. And the Kerry County Council land, I suppose you'd call it now, at the back of there, as the county building, the new hospital was opened in 1984. And James was a stillbirth. And at the time, the practice still was for the remains to be kept by the hospital, by the religious order, and effectively by the church, to bury infants who didn't make it through childbirth before they were baptised. For years, Bertie and his wife Marianne visited the grave and visited the site, the burial site, I should call it that, in terms of it being a grave. But that changed recently, and the family are looking to mark the place with a plaque, but they have been frustrated, despite several requests with Kerry County Council, to first of all place a plaque, and secondly, now new restrictions have been placed on access to that burial ground by the council. I spoke to Bertie before coming on air this morning, and first of all asked him to outline 1983 and what happened with James and why he was placed where he was placed.
Yeah, James was born on the 8th of July 1983 at St. Catherine's Hospital in Tralee. Now, at the time, Jerry, you weren't allowed to take the remains of the babies home. I understand the reason for this was, if you remember, St. Catherine's was under religious order, the Mercy Nuns. So they were fretful that you might bury the remains in consecrated ground. So this is where it gets complicated, because in fact where James was buried is consecrated ground. Supposedly, it was consecrated in 1846 by Bishop Egan. That is a little cemetery at the rear of what is today Orison Coonday.
Yeah, just for people that would understand, where this is in Tralee, and it's basically at the back of what's now Orison Coonday, which used to be the grounds of St. Catherine's Hospital up until, was it 1984, I think? Is
correct.
That right? Okay.
Correct. Now, all burials, we'd say miscarriages, stillbirths, neonatal births, deaths, were interred. Now, the difficulty, Jerry, is, and obviously when I came to try to visit the graveyard, it became very difficult to get permission to visit it. But a wall has been removed. Now, this wall was the southern wall to the cemetery. And my understanding is that little babies were buried along that wall. Now, if we take what the church's teaching at the time was, that they couldn't be buried in consecrated ground, they may be buried outside the wall rather than inside the wall, which was part of the cemetery. Now, with the wall demolished, I don't know what the extent of those graves are. It's a machinery yard. All along what was, we'd say, the location of that wall are oil tanks, diesel, large diesel tanks with burn walls. And there's no way of identifying where this wall was.
And that's part of the problem with the lay of the land as it stands today.
Yeah.
So you and your wife Marianne, was this a factor for you always, trying to visit the grave, trying to get some recognition, or did years pass before you were trying to assess what happened or find out, and how difficult was that process?
Very difficult. Well, there was no problem when it was part of the hospital. You could go around by the side, the footpath is still there, in fact, and the gate into it, gate was always open, and you had free access to that little cemetery. In fact, I've seen recently a newsletter from St. John's Parish where they outline the history of that little graveyard, and they say people, you've come there to prayer and continue to come there to prayer. And that was written in last year, actually. But that's not the case anymore, because Kerry County Council have erected a high fence around it and a lock gate.
When did the fence go in, to your knowledge?
Don't know. Don't know, or can't get an answer to that here.
Okay. Bertie, ye have been, I suppose, wanting to mark where he was laid to rest.
and that's where you are at the moment in terms of a plaque, or what are you hoping to do?
Well, last year on the 40th anniversary, we were hoping to put up a plaque, but my wife Marianne became ill, and she only passed away in October. So I, because myself now just trying to do this. So what I was doing was, now there is a little plaque in the family plot in Raheela commemorating James and stating where he's buried in the graves of the angels in St. Catherine's Hospital. But I was hoping to place a small little plaque, it's only 400 millimeter square, on the somewhere. Well, I was hoping the wall was there. I was going to put it on that wall, but the wall is demolished. And all that little plaque depicted was an angel, a neonatal angel, a photograph of the plaque from the family plot, and the headstone from the family plot, which is, there is an Irish inscription and an Oham inscription.
An Oham inscription.
And contacted me, and they said that might be offensive to somebody.
That it might be offensive to somebody?
The depiction of the angel. So I don't understand. I thought it may be on religious grounds, so I did email just to get it in writing from burials, and I was advised it was not on religious grounds. It was the fact that it was a public cemetery, and signage and plaques would have to comply with the regulations. Now, I have a copy of the cemetery bylaws from 2018, and I follow those guidelines to the letter.
And the objection is not based on religious grounds. The burial ground is a public space, and all signage and plaques must reflect that. That's the answer you got in the email from
the
council.
That's exactly it, yeah. But
what does that actually mean is the question.
Yeah.
So effectively, it's a no. You've gotten a no from the council saying we're looking to mark, after all these years, the 41st anniversary of where James is laid to rest. We're looking to mark that, and they're effectively saying no, sorry, can't be done. And also at the moment, you can't even visit the grave. Is that right?
No, you have to get permission to visit the grave. You have to go into reception, wait there till somebody is available to take you in. The gate is locked. He opens it with a fob. You'll walk down to where the cemetery is. The person that takes you down has to remain with you. Well, now he won't come in. If I asked for privacy, I was in there yesterday. And when you're finished, then he left, brought you up again. Right away. Yeah? Everything is there. I can't understand why it is sealed off.
That sounds all very complicated and convoluted for people who are looking to try and basically pay their respects or basically visit their loved ones.
Correct. Yeah, it must be the only cemetery in Ireland that's under those restrictions.
Very strange.
It's difficult for me to do it. I'm a man, but couldn't you imagine a mother having to walk down there, Jerry?
Yeah. And look, I know, Bertie, it's difficult losing Marianne, but it was her wish and your wish together this would happen to mark James's last resting place.
It was indeed, yeah. We don't know.
Yeah. Are you looking, Bertie, to have James exhumed and moved?
Well, that's what I'm planning to do now, because how would I put it? His memory has been, how would I put it? That it's upsetting, Jerry. I'll put it that way to you.
I can imagine.
I don't want him there anymore. I haven't asked permission every time to go in to see where my son is laid. So I want him exhumed and reinterred in the family plot in Raheela. But to do that, I need the burial records. Now, the council told me they don't have them, that the nuns have them, the Mercy Order. The Mercy nuns told me they don't have them, the council has them. So it gets very complicated and very worrying.
So you're in limbo at the moment now. We're trying to get the burial records.
The church said my son is supposed to be in limbo. Yeah, quite similar.
Yeah, all very upsetting, Bertie.
Yeah, it is indeed.
So, at the moment, you're waiting. You've no answer, clear answer from the Sisters of Mercy. You've no clear answer from the council as to the burial records. And what's been done in terms of a fence being erected and permission having to be granted means you don't want him there anymore. You want him in the family plot in Raheela.
Correct, yes.
But you've nowhere to turn now in terms of trying to make that happen.
No, you can't, because obviously you have to identify the grave. You can't disturb somebody else's grave.
Yeah, of course not.
I need the burial records. But just to give a background to a jury, all burials there from 1934, when the hospital was opened by the Mercy Order, up to 1984, took place in that area. Now, post 1984, when the new hospital opened, the bodies or the remains of the little children were returned to the parents for burial. So, I mean, we lost another baby in 1986, and that remains was handed over to us and is buried in the family plot.
So it was a different process just a couple of years later. But yeah, James died in 83 when the old system was in place.
Correct. And the interesting thing is we have only a blessing for James, but I have a proper baptismal cert for John and Anna.
Yeah, so that's you lost two other children in infancy, John and Anya.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah.
It gets complicated, and all I'm looking for are answers. I initially started out to just map my son's grave, and it has developed into this. But you see, you get suspicious, Jerry, when you don't get answers.
As to what is going on. And Bertie, you know, don't you've seen what's happened when it comes to adoptions, when it comes to family seeking records, when it comes to mother and baby homes, when it comes to burials in mother and baby homes and other old hospitals going back through the decades, and the difficulty that many people have had accessing burial records for all of those sort of reasons, that you're seeing the same thing at the moment playing out here in terms of how hard it is to get, I suppose, clear answers.
Oh, yeah, the thing. And totally insensitive to what you're seeking. But that's not good enough, Jerry. The records should be there. We're not going back. We're only going back 40 years.
Yeah, we're not going back to the 1940s. You're going back to the 1980s.
Correct, yeah.
When record-keeping, you know, was much clearer, much different to what it would have been back in the 50s and 60s even.
You'd assume so. You'd assume so. But there must be a lot of babies that are there. Now, there are two little plaques there. And then if you include James, you're talking about three babies marked there from 1983.
And is there a mark there as things stand where you know where James is buried?
No, so the wall is demolished, but there in 1947, on the 100th anniversary of the famine, the nuns erected a Celtic cross, a concrete Celtic cross. That's there, and it's what it says is known to God, and it's dated 1847. Now, there are two little plaques there, two babies. One has only a Christian name, and the other one has a family name. But they're identified in little plaques already there, which includes an angel. But I know where they're buried. They were buried along the wall.
So what would you like, Bertie, to see now? You would like, I suppose, a clear answer from Kerry County Council. And we've put questions to them about what's been happening and why the area is now fenced off. And obviously you want the burial records from either the Sisters of Mercy or Kerry County Council.
In 2021, the Heritage Council gave a grant of €3,000 for a geophysical survey to be done of that site.
Right.
Which was done. So that would show up where the wall was and would show up the burials, all burials, including the famine burials.
And was that carried out by the council, do you know, that survey?
Don't know. I've been on to the archaeologist. He assures me it was done.
Right. So you're looking for records of that too?
I can't get access to it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, Bertie, well, look, it's a distressing situation, understandably, and you're just looking for plain answers, and hopefully we will get them. But thanks for telling me your story this morning.
Not at all. Thank you, Jerry.
Now, we started the programme this morning with the story of Bertie O'Connor and his son James, who was still born in 1983 and buried in St. Catherine's in the burial ground of which now is Áras an Cúndé. A number of people getting in touch. All those little babies are little angels in heaven. Let them rest in peace. Well, I suppose the point is about access to that burial ground. And Bertie's wish now for James's remains to be removed and buried in the family plot, and he's battled to try and get some answers and some access to burial records and all of that. Well, on the comment line we have Kathleen Wren, who's got in touch with us. Kathleen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Tell me your remembrances now. Your father used to bring you over behind St. Catherine's, is that right?
Yeah, we used to go over there, but I don't remember the wall now, but I think there was a very low stone wall, but it was just a field and there was a Celtic cross there. My father used to paint it and we used to clear the site, I suppose the field really, with brambles and weeds. And he always says, I said, "Why, you know, who's buried here?" And he said, "Or the babies that went to limbo." And I said, "What's limbo?" And he said, "It's for babies that weren't christened. That's what the church believed." And I said, "Do you believe that?" And he said, "No." And he said, "That's why the cross is here." And he didn't put up that cross. I'm presuming the hospital itself put that up.
It was actually, and the cross, according to Bertie, the cross was put up there in 1947 to mark the famine, the centenary of the famine at the time.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. I just thought it was for the babies that were buried there. No, there was no other marker, only that. And he always said a decade of the rosary before we left. So I don't know. I think for the people who think their babies were forgotten about, they weren't. You know, there were people, I'm sure there were more than my dad going over there. My friend said her grandmother used to bring her over there and they used to pray for them, you know. I don't know then. I just presumed when they built the new building or renovated it, that they had moved all those, I suppose, remains to wrap. I don't know. Now, my father died in 1982, so it would be before that that man's bereavement.
Yes.
So I would have been, you know, before that, when we were going over, I would have been 11, 12, 13, that kind of a way. But he used to nearly go over every year and do that. So really? I just feel for the people, God love them, that thought they were, all those babies were forgotten about. They weren't, you know.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say, really. I hope it brings comfort to someone, you know.
And I appreciate that, Kathleen, because it's important. And as you said, he wasn't the only one. It's important. There were people going over there, marking it and praying and being so respectful, like your father was, to do that every year.
Well, I'm sure my mother had babies, you know, miscarriages probably buried there, but he'd never tell you that, obviously. Do you know what I mean?
No. That's the whole point of it, isn't it, Kathleen? It was never
talked to you like that.
It was never talked about, is the whole point.
No, never, never. Yeah. And now he would have been very religious, but because I said to him, limbo, like, I thought it was the most stupidest thing ever. And I said, "Do you believe in it?" And he said, "No." So, in fairness, do you know?
Yeah, yeah. As well,
I think
as
the people
was,
the church might say one thing, but the people believe their own beliefs.
The people
believe
their own thing. Yeah. And they wanted to mark it, and the church, like, it was almost a sense of shame, really. They were afraid, as Bertie said, his view was the reason it was done down through the decades was the church was afraid that people would take the remains and bury them in consecrated ground, and that would be a sin, as crazy and all as that is.
That sounds crazy, but sure, look, there was the times, we have to respect there were the times, you know. And thank God, I suppose, when you know better, you do better. That's the way I look at it, I suppose.
Yeah, thank God we don't view it the same way today, that's for sure. Well, look, Kathleen, thanks for telling us the story, and that will be of comfort to a lot of people listening, I think, who have
family members. I hope it is. All right, thank you.
Great stuff. Thanks, Kathleen. Kathleen Wren there ringing us in.